This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, getting a little hoarse. Because I'm yelling at the cats and the dogs and the kids and the hubby. So, a lot of yelling. What, did I just listen to Governor Newsom? He sounded hoarse, too. Everybody sounds kind of hoarse. Well, that's kind of where we're at. Hope it's not the COVID. But I do seem to lose my voice when I yell a lot. And I've been doing a lot of yelling. I've been getting into a lot of arguments with people. And it's frustrating because you have the haters and then you have the non-haters. And both of them seem to be on wild ends of the spectrum. And you have people thinking, like, for example, our vaccine rollout. Some people think the vaccine rollout was just an absolute cluster. And then others think it was the biggest thing since sliced bread. So let's just quickly talk about, you know, what went right and what went wrong so far with our COVID vaccine rollout. Let's start with the right. I always like, you know, the glass is half full. What went right is we've, in a matter of a couple weeks, already given 2.1 million people the COVID vaccine. I think that's pretty phenomenal. I think, you know, we do get a yay, whoa, bravo, right? Not to mention, these were healthcare workers who were busy seeing patients. I mean, hospitals got the vaccine first to give out to first responders, and hospitals are overwhelmed with COVID and pneumonia and all the other illnesses that seem to overwhelm our hospitals this time of year. And they were able to still roll out over 2 million doses of the vaccine, which is a two vaccine part, and it does take some choreography. So kudos to that. All right, you know, and kudos to Operation Warp Speed, which I still think is a stupid name, Operation Warp Speed, but kudos to all involved, Trump administration, czars, Fauci, everybody involved, Pfizer, biotech, Moderna, in getting the vaccine out there. That's pretty damn impressive, okay? Plus, relatively few side effects for 2.1 million people. We're hearing maybe six, I think there were more, but relatively a very, very small percentage of side effects. Not too bad. Not many issues with the cold chain. From what we understand, only a few batches had to get sent back if there were some issues with keeping it cold. Not too bad, considering these vaccines are not something you could just keep in the refrigerator for months on end. So pretty damn cool. And then, you know, we were able to, you know, try to not only vaccinate and protect our healthcare workers, but, you know, we were also able to kind of share that with people and let them know that, you know, this wasn't something that was supposed to have nanotechnology or, you know, make you grow horns. So, you know, I think for 2.1 million vaccines, not a bad job. Okay? So what went wrong with our COVID vaccine rollout? What was a complete cluster? Well, a lot of things. Okay? CEOs got their shot first. Congress people got their shots first. I'm hearing congressional aides got their shot first. So when the American public has been under the, you know, guys, that this is the most deadly thing out there and that the COVID virus will kill anything in its path and you need to get this vaccine, you can't on that same day share the message that young congresspeople like AOC, you know, get the vaccine first. So, you know, us little guys kind of got to see that, you know, still, politicians get to kind of make their own rules. So I thought that was a cluster. Next is, it was the problem we had, another issue that we had, was when hospitals tried to sign people up, if there was a certain software or app that scheduled everybody. Now, it looks like there was software made. There was apps made. I mean, kudos. That goes under the right column. You guys were able to make some software. But what went wrong is the average healthcare professional doesn't have time to go to a computer and log on. They don't have time to check their cell phone. They're working with patients. They're doing admits. They're throwing in central lines. So the people who got to access the app or the software to schedule are the ones sitting at desks. Like, oh, good. I could schedule my COVID shot. Yet some people who were working, the ones who were working, that really didn't get to have access to the computer, didn't get in. In fact, they made it sound like Southwest Airlines. You know where Southwest Airlines, you can't pick your seat? But as soon as you could do the 24-hour check and you do it, right, and you're just sitting there right there so then you could hopefully get an A boarding pass or a B boarding pass, that's kind of how it was at some of these hospitals. Well, if the average, you know, first responder is like, look, I'm working with patients. Can somebody log in for me? No. Then I'll do it later. A lot of them got passed over. So apparently we still have tons of healthcare workers that still didn't get their shots, yet you had CEOs, you had suits get there. So that's a little bit of a cluster. Another thing that was kind of an issue is, on one end, yes, we got 2 million shots out. The problem is these are shots that have to be given 21 or 28 days apart. You can't mix and match, and I'll answer your Moderna and Pfizer vaccine questions in a second here. And so a lot of people weren't in a computer system. They got like a card. And there's like an honor system on, you know, who comes up next. There's some responsibility on you keeping your card. You know, and so I think the rollout might have happened when people weren't ready, and there was a lot of chaos, and you know, people got it that shouldn't have gotten it, people that should have got it didn't, and then there might be some disarray with that second shot, but we'll see. You know, I think the hospitals will, you know, keep it together, but in terms of herd immunity, we kind of needed everybody to get the shots at the same time. Another thing that is going to be put in the cluster column is we're hearing from physicians, we're hearing from hospital workers that so-and-so had to be, you know, carried out on a gurney. This person had this reaction, this person had this reaction. So one thing that's starting to go wrong is the media is being kept out of the side effects. So we keep hearing we've had 6 major side effects with the vaccine. Yet I'm hearing every day that somebody, you know, went into anaphylaxis, somebody had another reaction, etc. So one cluster is we're starting to lose a little transparency. Another is, because of the lack of transparency, you're starting to get some distrust. So we do need to kind of fix things up a little bit and tighten things up if we want to get the trust back, and we want to make sure we get everybody on board and everybody vaccinated who needs to get vaccinated. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
This report is sponsored by Adaptive Biotechnologies. If you have blood cancer, get to know your MRD status. MRD, or minimal residual disease, refers to the small number of cancer cells that can stay in the body during and after treatment. Often, these cells are present at such low levels they do not cause physical signs or symptoms, but may be a sign that the cancer is returning. clonoSEQ is an FDA-cleared test used to detect MRD in bone marrow from patients with multiple myeloma or B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia and blood or bone marrow from patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Testing is ordered by your doctor and performed by a licensed lab. clonoSEQ can detect very low levels of MRD, one cancer cell among a million cells, provided sufficient sample input, so you and your doctor can be confident in your MRD status and act quickly if the cancer returns. If you have blood cancer, ask your doctor if clonoSEQ MRD testing is right for you. To find a specialist, visit clonoSEQ.com. clonoSEQ is available by prescription use only. For more important information about the FDA-cleared uses of clonoSEQ, including sample types and test limitations, visit clonoSEQ.com/technical-summary.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly Up and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. We got David calling in from San Francisco. Hey, David, how you doing?
Oh, morning, doctor. Or is it noon for you?
Morning. It's morning. Yeah, we're on the same time zone.
Good. You know, I learned a little about the World Health Organization. It's older than the United Nations, and if I understand right, it was pretty much funded by United States and many of the European powers, you know, to help stop epidemics. And with trade routes, you know, I'm calling you from San Francisco, and you know, we've had problems with you know, epidemics for decades, centuries, actually. And, you know, so we have a really good Department of Disease Control. And the World Health Organization was designed to help spread or help stop the spread of epidemics. And so when Trump just bad-mouthed the World Health Organization from the start and refused to fund it, If I understand right, they had research scientists working on the origins of COVID, and he took them out of there, or he defunded it, and he also took the Center for Disease Control out of there. So we were totally blind when it came time for the research to be done on this new epidemic. Hmm. And if I understand right, the World Health Organization was basically charging 7 cents per testing, you know, per test for the COVID. And so at 7 cents a piece, you know, $1 million would go a long way. Right. And but Trump refused to use the World Health Organization tests because they were public domain. They weren't owned by some patent, and you didn't have to pay royalties to some pharmaceutical company for a COVID test. You got it for 7 cents apiece. So this whole idea that we ignored or tried to sabotage the World Health Organization seems like a criminal act. And I'm just wondering now.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Well, now, with the Pfizer pharma coming through, I think we bought 100 million doses, which means that it was only enough for 1 in 7 people. If there's 350 million Americans and you got to get two shots, if 100 million doses only does 50 million people, which means 6 out of 7 Americans would not get, Trump didn't even bother paying for 6 out of 7 Americans' doses.
Well, Dave, let me respond to a couple things. So you bring up some good points. First, with the Pfizer vaccine, the problem we had with the purchasing of the Pfizer vaccine is we had to purchase AstraZeneca vaccine, Johnson & Johnson vaccine. We didn't know which one was going to come first. And I'm not saying this to defend anybody, but back in July, we didn't know who was going to make it to the finish line first. So we bought millions of doses from all of them. And so when you hear headlines, and we got to be really, really careful with the headlines saying Pfizer only bought, or, you know, Trump only bought 100 million from Pfizer, that was back in July because we didn't know who was going to make it to the finish line. If we didn't buy any AstraZeneca and AstraZeneca made it to the finish line first, we would have a much different headline. So I'm not surprised that what we did is we diversified and we kind of, you know, hedged and basically covered our bases because you can't, you know, we didn't know who was going to make it to the finish line. With the World Health Organization, it's a little interesting. You know, Trump is a businessman, and I'm not here to defend him or criticize him, but with the World Health Organization, the U.S. paid, you know, obviously more than other countries to the World Health Organization, and somebody like Trump wants to know where that money's coming from, where that money is going, and what are we getting with that money. And Trump was more of an isolationist as opposed to other presidents that are more, you know what, we're going to give of ourselves and you know, help the world. And so with the World Health Organization, I forget the amount of millions and hundreds of millions of dollars we were giving, Trump wanted to see a little bit more bang for his buck. And then when this cluster happened with China and the virus, and, you know, World Health Organization technically was supposed to have alerted us, have been on it, you know, Trump does what he does best. He fires people. So, you know, is that criminal? No. But, you know, could the timing have been off, maybe, you know, but, you know, the World Health Organization, we're still learning what its role is. It's been around, like you said, since the 40s, I think 1948. You know, it's a 70 plus year old organization that does a lot. And I think we've all been very, you know, underappreciative of all the things the World Health Organization has done. But there was one big mess up. Somebody needs to get fired for what the hell happened with there being some sort of a lab accident or some sort of a biological weapon release or whatever the hell happened with COVID virus, and somebody needs to be responsible. And if we're giving money to an agency that's not doing their job, you know, I'm not surprised that one of our presidents or executive leaders is going to say, you know, we're going to cut funding. Now, who's to say whose fault is it? Was it the World Health Organization fault? Were they asleep? Were they trying to work on the job and nobody gave them media attention? We don't know. But good point. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Ron calling from Hamilton Airfield, Hamilton Field Air Force Base. Hi, Ron. How are you?
I think I'm pretty well, except I'm kind of concerned about a couple of things. And I'm with students been focusing, way back 40 years ago with HIV with the Hope and Beyond Project.org, but they focused on HIV testing, and the rapid test then would show up for the antibodies of HIV, which was good. And when a kid had that and they didn't have it, they had a choice of saying, hey, I know how to protect myself from the infection. With this COVID-19, you go out and get tested right now with a rapid test. You don't know who you're going to come up against that may affect you, what the affliction down the line from just airborne. So it's a much more serious thing just with a rapid test, because you do have low levels that are found to be undetectable with a rapid test. But
right.
People still walk around with the problem.
Right.
My concern is this. For the vaping that affected over, 26%+ of mid and high school students from used vaping products, what's the long-term of health effects that would they have? What low levels of health effects do they have, and who they might have because of their strong immune systems of the COVID-19? Now, my problem here is when you're putting a vaccine out, and you put out that product of vaping early on, and that was FDA fast track approved. Now we have the vaccine being put out fast track approved, but it's an emergency. It's an urgency far more than even HIV was in the public mind at that time. Now, you have the man who was responsible for the fast track of the vaping from FDA, Gottlieb, who allowed that to go out, knowing the full measures, knowing you had nicotine, knowing you had chemicals, and knowing it was heated and it would have health effects, but only when the public rose up and said, wait a minute, you're promoting to children, you're promoting to kids with flavored products. Then now he's out of there, but now he's appointed as a spokesman for Pfizer. Now my concern is there's a certain amount of credibility here that has to be looked at. We need some changes in government and understanding, and I don't mean one party or another, because politicians are politicians on both sides, but when it affects the health of our population, and specifically the youth, the problem with hidden factor afflictions is you can't find them unless you have real blood tests. And for kids out there, how long are they going to go before the realization of the vaping or smoking or any other intake of products that affect them in the long term is going to come to our health care costs when we're over with this particular pandemic? Who's in government and who administrates these things? That's what my concern is. And I'm asking, what do we do? I don't believe in political parties making the decision for
us. I get it. Ron,
people we're dealing with.
No, you're right. Let me answer. Absolutely, Ron, and thank you for your call. So you know, this is why we have a lot of distrust. You know, with what happened with the whole vaping, epidemic, you know, we were trying to get people off tobacco. So all of a sudden, there was another route for nicotine that seemed to be tobacco-free, and the government got behind that, and everybody wanted to show that they tried to cut back on smoking and, you know, help curb our smoking crisis, and instead, we started to get more of an obesity crisis and then a vaping crisis. And younger kids, believe it or not, even with the vaping, still seem to fare, you know, better with COVID than others, so we still have yet to see what vaping does to, to someone's susceptibility to COVID. I don't think it helps by any means. I'm not a fan. But because of, you know, past issues with the government and them, you know, trying to double down, say, no, you know, vaping's better than tobacco, when we're like, you don't know what the heck you're taking into your lungs and the chemicals and the food flavorings. We don't know what that does. That has now bled over to the vaccine, going, we don't know what we have with the vaccine. And so we're really losing people's trust every time the government does, you know, stupid. The 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives overrode President Trump on Monday by rejecting his veto of a defense bill. The Democratic-controlled House voted 322-87 to override Trump's veto of the $740.5 billion bill. The National Defense Authorization Act, which includes funding for military projects and a pay raise for troops, was passed this month by the House and Senate. 1 week from today, Georgia will hold its Senate runoff elections. The two runoffs on January 5th will decide whether the Republicans continue to control the Senate or not. Republican David Perdue is against Democrat John Ossoff. The other race is between Republican Kelly Loeffler and Democrat Reverend Warnock. A Delaware computer repairman who went public with the Hunter Biden hard drive is now suing Twitter for defamation, claiming Twitter moderators unfairly branded him a hacker. The emails detailing Hunter Biden's shady overseas business dealings are reportedly now part of a federal tax probe. USA Radio News. Let's get a coronavirus stimulus check update with Dan Araki.
The House passed a measure Monday to increase the stimulus checks in the COVID relief bill to $2,000, something President Trump has called on lawmakers to do. A few dozen Republicans voted with nearly all House Democrats to pass the measure that isn't expected to make its way out of the Senate. Congressman Ken Buck agrees. The Colorado Republican tells Newsmax TV that he would have supported the effort if it had reduced spending elsewhere in the bill.
They won't consider this at all, and I said that I would support this if they reduced their, or took away the pork and funded this $2,000 through the reduction of pork. They didn't do that. They just wanted more and more spending, and it's a typical Democrat strategy. I think what they're trying to do is appeal to voters in Georgia. I think it's very cynical, and it's sad. We're at $30 trillion of debt right now, and to just throw money around like that is typical Pelosi, frankly.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Keep those questions coming. They're great questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, so a lot of questions are coming up. You know, if you have HIV, can you get the COVID vaccine? If you were exposed to COVID and you're in quarantine, can you get the COVID vaccine? If you're pregnant, can you get the COVID vaccine? If you're breastfeeding, can you get the COVID vaccine? If you are a 12-year-old diabetic kid, can you get the COVID vaccine? So the CDC has provided some guidance. It actually was very, very well written, very guarded, very carefully written, I have to say, because you could see they were like, look, this guidance could change, but for now, these are some of the answers that they've given to some of your questions. So, all right, let's just try to break it down as quickly as possible because I know there's a lot of questions. So first, all right, who is right now allowed to receive the COVID vaccine? I'm not talking in terms of work, in terms of age. All right, if you are over 18, you could have the Moderna vaccine. But if you're a kid, no. Kids cannot get the Moderna vaccine as of now. But the Pfizer vaccine, if you're over 16, you can. But they're not giving it to 15-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 12-year-olds. Right? I don't think it's so much because there's adverse effects to a kid. I think it's just because we don't have the data yet. And also they're trying to get first responders. If the average, you know, 5-year-old kid is not on the front lines helping COVID patients, they're going to be kind of last in line when it comes to getting the vaccine. So don't infer that as meaning the vaccine will do harm to a kid. It's just we don't have enough data yet, and they aren't going to be a part of the initial rollout. So you got to be an adult for the Moderna. You got to be over 16 for the Pfizer. Okay? Now, how far apart are the vaccines given? There is a difference. Remember, Pfizer has to be done within 21 days, Moderna 28 days. Okay? Two shots. They're two shots. But the question everybody has is, well, what if I miss that 21-day mark? What if I miss the 28-day mark? What happens to me? Okay, well, I'm sure there's going to be some sort of penalty from some governor or a government official or whatever. But right now, no penalties. There's a little bit of a grace period. Okay, we all have been loving the grace periods when it comes to our rent and mortgage, right? Thank God for grace periods. Whoever's name is Grace, I bless you for that. That's probably why it's called a grace period. There's about a 4-day window, they suggest. So if, let's say, it's the weekend and you have a job where you're off on the weekend, I don't know how the hell you were able to clinch something like that, but if you're lucky enough where you have no weekend work, there's a chance you could miss that 21-day mark or that 28-day mark. You got a 4-day window. But the CDC also says, let's say you get sick, you know, or something happens or you're on a trip and you can't make it. Right now, they're not saying you're screwed in terms of not getting that other shot. Right now, there's no maximum length of time. Now, they don't want that advertised much because they want you showing up on day 21 for Pfizer or day 28 on Moderna. But technically, if let's say you got your first shot and then now you're dealing with COVID and getting monoclonal antibody or whatever, and then you're like, well, damn, I can't get the shot yet. For some reason, you can still get the second shot and you should be okay later. But that's not for the general public. They really want to make sure everybody gets their butt, you know, in line for that second dose, okay? You can't mix and match vaccines. We talked about that. So if CVS has the Moderna and Walgreens has the Pfizer, but Walgreens has a discount on beer and you're like, why don't I just go get my second shot there? No, no, no. It's got to be the same shot you have. They might work. They're doing studies to see if the mixing and matching is working, but right now they want to keep it kind of homogeneous where it's the same one, okay? Now, can you get the flu shot at the same time as the COVID shot? I've answered that before. No. Not that we think there's anything wrong right now, but first of all, you should have gotten your flu shot early. I told you guys to get your flu shot early. If you didn't get your flu shot, what the hell? Come on, man. But we don't know if the flu shot's going to interact because we didn't really test that. That wasn't tested. They just tested to see if the, you know, vaccine helped prevent severe illness of COVID and to see what the side effect profile was. So we're not recommending that you get a twofer, all right? If you're going to get the shots, it's got to be spread out. No guidance yet on how far they need to be spread out. My guess would be a few weeks, but we don't want anybody delaying their flu shot right now. So if you're not in line to get the COVID vaccine, get your flu shot now. That's what I would recommend, okay? How soon after having COVID can you get the COVID vaccine? As soon as you're out of isolation. They're saying that if you had COVID, you have antibodies, as long as you're out of isolation, you could get the COVID vaccine. That's what they're saying, okay? That's according to CDC, all right? When should you defer getting the COVID vaccine? Well, we talked about this. If you were treated with monoclonal antibody, if you were treated with Regeneron or Eli Lilly's monoclonal antibody for your COVID, we really want you to wait 90 days before getting the vaccine. Because we don't know if that's going to interfere with the vaccine process. So that's when you would defer it. Also, if you had a severe allergic reaction to a component in the COVID vaccine. So if you are one of those people that had complete anaphylaxis with the COVID shot, you're not going to get the second one. They said originally a week or two ago, no, 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 they'll get the second shot. No. If you had a severe allergic reaction to it, that's a contraindication to getting another one. That being said, what if you are severely allergic to the flu shot or severely allergic to MMR? According to the CDC, you could technically still get the COVID vaccine because it's a completely different vaccine. They said they still want you to be watched by your doctor, medical provider. They want you to make sure that, you know, your medical provider is on board. But if you've had a severe allergy to anything else, you technically can get the COVID vaccine. That's why that doctor, or whether it's a Moderna or a Pfizer vaccine, that's why that doctor who was allergic to shellfish, you know, had his epinephrine on, you know, on board and all that, because when he had his reaction to COVID vaccine, he could take his epinephrine. Not that I think that's ideal. I really don't want to see people go into anaphylaxis. But right now, the CDC said you may still get the COVID vaccine. All right. So what if you were exposed to COVID? What if you just got back from Christmas break and you were exposed to COVID? Can you go and get the COVID vaccine? So what the CDC said is you're supposed to be in quarantine. If you turn back a couple pages on the CDC's guidelines, your butt is supposed to be in quarantine. Okay? So if you're isolating because you have COVID, or you're quarantining because of COVID, once you're out of quarantine, you can go and get the COVID shot. Because, again, we don't want you to expose other people that are trying to give you the shot, because you remember, you got to stand in line, you got to be sitting around being watched. By the way, they do want to watch you at least 15 minutes, so bring your phone or bring something to read. If you've ever had a severe anaphylactic reaction to something else, they're going to watch you for a good half hour. How long will an allergic reaction happen to the shot? What we're hearing with whatever they're giving us is it seems to be immediate. If it does happen, it's rare. However, there could be delayed hypersensitivity, which is why the CDC is recommending, and I'm recommending, if you've ever had a severe anaphylactic reaction, you make sure your doctor is on board with this, and make sure your doctor has, you know, already kind of come up with a plan in case you have some sort of a delayed hypersensitivity, like you having, you having epinephrine nearby, or you being, you know, close by to a medical center, or you hanging out in the parking lot, you know, something, all right? And then we talked about that. Oh, yeah. If you have HIV, can you get the COVID vaccine? They said, yeah. They said that is limited, but right now immunocompromised individuals could get the COVID vaccine. Why would the CDC say that? Because if you're immunocompromised on immunosuppressant medication for a kidney transplant or HIV, you are at high risk for COVID. So you're kind of the group that we really want to vaccinate. But there's not a lot of data. And right now, the CDC said you may get it, meaning they might change, you know, their advice. But remember, the mRNA vaccine is not giving you an infection, so it shouldn't make you sick. The mRNA is just helping your body make a protein for the immune system to identify. So it's not supposed to, in an immunocompromised person, make them sick. If you have an autoimmune disorder, lupus, RA, psoriasis, you can still get the COVID vaccine, they said. If you have a history of Guillain-Barré, we spoke about that yesterday, where you got a flu shot, your body decided to react, you could get it. If you're pregnant, they said you may be able to still get it. Pregnant women, even though data is not out there yet, breastfeeding women may get it, but they are doing studies on pregnant and breastfeeding women still. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Dr. Dolly, you show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Vice President Kamala Harris, she got her COVID shot. Everybody's cheering. You know, it's about government first. You know, government has to protect themselves, and the government has to still function. So, you know, while those of you guys that want the vaccine are still waiting, many of you are kind of watching that. In frustration, you got to be elected vice president, or you have to have an election that goes your way somehow in order to get the COVID vaccine. But, you know, that's just the way it is, government first. One of you had asked, why are people being guinea pigs when it comes to the vaccine? So we just kind of talked about how, you know, the CDC said, well, we don't have data on if you're pregnant or if you're breastfeeding, but you may get the vaccine. You know, the reason why some people are taking the jump is because it all depends on what your experience is with the COVID, pandemic. If you've been able to stay home, if none of your family members have gotten sick, and if they have, it's been mild, your attitude towards COVID is, this was kind of mild. What's the big deal? What's all the hype? Media needs to shut the hell up. If you had multiple family members and friends on ventilators and die from this, you're scared out of your flipping mind. So, you know, we've been trying to protect people so they wouldn't have, you know, themselves in the hospital or family members who have died from COVID. And so, you know, that can kind of work against you when you're trying to, you know, push a narrative of, look, guys, this is, you know, kind of scary. But we complicated matters, which is what we've talked about, once we start to screw around with people's livelihood. Once we told you that you can't work, we changed the whole conversation. And you're like, okay, well, wait a second. Okay, I get there's a virus. I get there's people dying. I get that. But what? Wait. I can't go to work? You're stopping me from working? Are you Nazis? What's going on here? I haven't seen anybody tell us that we can't work or our bakery has to be closed since the late 30s, early 40s. And you start to lose people's, you know, faith. You start to lose their camaraderie, their patriotism. And they're like, what the hell are you doing here to us? Well, you know, the virus is dangerous. And you're like, wait a second. Yeah, but now you're telling me I can't feed my kids. How dangerous is this virus? Well, it's dangerous. And, you know, people are dying from it, but you're losing people. Then we have the vaccine rollout. An Operation Warp Speed comes out. Again, I don't like the name Warp Speed. I'm sorry. I don't, you know, but anyway, I think, you know, people are trying to be like, well, you know what, it's supposed to hopefully, you know, get the younger people more involved. The younger people don't know what, the younger people didn't watch Star Trek. You know, there were a couple Star Trek movies. I think Warp Speed was Star Trek, so it's more for the boomers. But, you know, if the boomers like it, that's great. And then, you know, for some reason, Operation Warp Speed was supposed to imply we are going to move our butts and we are going to get a vaccine as quickly as possible. Well, that's great. You know, that's how Trump works. Trump's like, if I'm going to do something, if I'm going to, you know, promise something, I'm going to get it done. That's just how he's been so successful in business, and that's who he is. But you also have a lot of people going, wait a second, okay? I don't really trust the, you know, pharmaceutical companies. I don't really trust that something is going to be 100% safe. So here we are with questions like we just tried to answer. Well, wait a second. What if I have cancer? Am I able to get this vaccine? Do you really want me to start making extra proteins? Or do you really want my body to induce anything if I'm dealing with cancer? Well, so they said they've tried it on multiple people, people who have had cancer, people who have had, you know, health issues, and so far, so good. Are we all happy with so far, so good? Well, it depends. If you are right now, you know, dealing with a COVID illness or having somebody you love in the hospital, you're like, so far so good, I will take it. I will take anything. You see people online saying this vaccine can't come fast enough. You have other people going, I just don't trust it and I want to wait. And so, you know, I as a doctor have been asked, you know, multiple times to try to get everybody on board and, you know, but having taken care of patients who were anti-vaccine, you know, I listened to them. And I'm pro-vaccine, but, you know, you always need to listen to the other side. And you need to, you know, decide, you need to kind of understand what the, you know, and I don't want to call them an opponent, but what the other side is thinking so you don't, you know, make a mistake or you don't, shall we say, make something worse. I mean, the best thing you could do to support your argument is making sure you saw all sides. And the best person to give you all sides is somebody who doesn't agree with your opinion, right? You know, that's why we saw a lot of molding and flexibility with the Trump administration, with the Obama administration. You know, I think Obama would have done a lot more executive orders, but he heard people were pretty ticked off. You see with Biden. You know, Biden has had to kind of hesitate a little bit on, you know, some of the gung-ho policies he's wanted to do because he thought he was preaching to the base. But you had half the country that, you know, does not, you know, did not want Biden to be president. So he's got to listen to that other side or he's going to be in trouble. The Democrats aren't going to get reelected in the next or have an election go their way. However you feel the election was, if it was an election or not. So, you know, I'm frustrated because as a physician, you know, nobody's really wrong when it comes to was the vaccine done a little quick. I mean, you know, I'm pro-vaccine, and I can't stand that COVID is killing people. I've seen COVID kill people. Nobody's lying. It's not fake. It's real. But I think it was taken way, way out of proportion, causing people to not be able to go to work, you know, work, support their businesses. I think it's a shame how that went down. And so, you know, when I'm on the news telling people, look, you know, I was on News 13 local yesterday, KTNV, talking about how, look, you know, the hospitals are getting full. Try to stay out of the hospitals. We talked about this. Try not to get into a car accident. If you have asthma, COPD, make sure you see your doctor and get your medicines, you know, refilled. If you're due, make sure you get your blood pressure in control. Make sure you get your diabetes in control because I don't want you ending up in the hospital because you might get kicked out of the hospital sooner than you need because the hospital is full with COVID. You know, people were really ticked off that the news was talking about hospitals becoming overwhelmed. Well, I mean, I get that. I get that a lot of the hype is what unfortunately caused businesses to go under. I get that. I mean, I'm not in disagreement. You know, I mean, it's, you know, people say, well, you can't be on one side or the other. You can't be on both sides of this. Actually, you can. I could feel COVID is a deadly disease, but I could think the lockdowns and the economic loss was an absolute cluster. I can and I will. You cannot convince me that a local bakery or a local nail shop was the cause of this pandemic and they needed to go under and that family had to be ruined. You cannot convince me that the COVID virus necessitated that action. Sorry. COVID kills. Yeah, it does. And we need more hospitals. And our states are grossly unprepared. California should not have only 75,000 hospital beds for 40 million people. Nevada should not have 6,600 hospital beds for 3 million people. That is ridiculous. But that's not Taco Bell's fault. That's not Dunkin' Donuts' fault. So, you know, you don't like where I stand, it's because, you know, most of you guys are not wrong. Everybody's mad and they have a right to be. Everybody's scared and they have a right to be. It is scary. If you're scared and you're mad, you're not wrong. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.